This is the Sakar Murli of 8th of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the nature of remaining peaceful is very good. Those who have peaceful natures are very sweet. Instead of speaking of wasteful things, it is better not to speak. Question. Which children does everyone love? What is the way to keep yourself safe? Answer. Those who serve everyone with a lot of interest and love are loved by all. You must never have any arrogance about service. Give others the musk of this knowledge that you have received from the Father, and remind everyone of Shiv Baba. You will remain very, very safe on this pilgrimage of remembrance. To the extent that you stay in remembrance, you will, accordingly, have that much happiness, and your manners will continue to be reformed. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. By explaining to you, he makes you so sensible. This study is also easy. That is a physical education, and this is a subtle study. You children know that apart from the Father, no one else can teach us this study. The Father has come to make us pure and to educate us. The aim and objective is in front of you. So, by remembering such a Father, you should have goose pimples. You children also know that day by day we have to remain peaceful. Everyone loves peace a lot. Important people neither speak a lot nor speak loudly. You are becoming very important people. In fact, you would not be called people. You are becoming deities. Deities speak very little. Now that you have to become deities, you have to change from being in this talky and practice staying in silence. For those who remain peaceful, it would be understood that they pay attention to themselves. Since you have to go to the land of peace, you have to speak very softly. By speaking softly, you will then go to the land of peace. The more you remain in peace, the more peace you will spread. You have to remain very peaceful. It doesn't feel good to speak loudly. Anger is not good either. You children must not have any vices in you. You have to see that you do not fight or quarrel with anyone. The Father has said, "Hear no evil, see no evil." The things that you don't like, you have to step away from those bad things, and both parties will then be quietened. Imbibe divine virtues in every situation. When someone is speaking loudly, tell him, "Quiet, do not make so much noise." You know that you are establishing peace. There is peace in the golden age, is there not? In the incorporeal world, there is peace. When you don't have a body, how can you speak? The Father gives you children very good Srimat. He explains, "Sweet children, you now have to return home. From talkie, you have to go into movie, and then you will go into silence. Give whoever you meet this message. The more you stay in silence, the more people will understand that you are lost in your own concern, world. The nature of being peaceful is very good. Such ones are very sweet. Instead of speaking of wasteful things, it is better not to speak. You are true messengers. You have to have mercy for everyone. You children who have mercy will very peacefully stay in remembrance of the Father. you simply have to give the message to stay in remembrance of the unlimited Father, and you will receive unlimited happiness and peace. If your Lokic Father has a lot of wealth, you would receive a huge inheritance, would you not? The unlimited Father has the sovereignty of the world, and you receive that sovereignty of the world after 5,000 years. You children have to serve everyone with a lot of interest. Each one of you has to be capable of doing service. Those who serve others with love are loved by everyone. You must never have any arrogance about service. You have received the musk of knowledge from the Father. You have to give it to others. Continue to remind one another. Are you remembering Shiv Baba? There is happiness in that. Thanks is given to those who remind you. You children will remain very, very safe on this pilgrimage of remembrance. The more you stay in remembrance, the more happiness you will have, and your manners will continue to be reformed. You definitely have to reform your character. Each one of you has to ask your own heart, is my nature very, very sweet? Do I upset anyone? Let there not be any such atmosphere that someone becomes upset. You have to try this, because you children are on very elevated service. You have to give light to this whole world. You are the living stars of the earth. People talk about the astral deities. Those stars are not deities. You are even greater than those, because you enlighten the whole world. You are going to become deities. The stars up above sparkle. Some stars are very bright and others are dim. Some are close to the moon. Similarly, you children are becoming completely pure with the power of yoga, and so you sparkle. You children are now winning the lottery of the imperishable jewels of knowledge, and so you must have so much happiness. Continue to jump with joy internally. This birth of yours is remembered as being as valuable as a diamond. Only you Brahmins become knowledgeful, and so you have happiness about this knowledge. You are more elevated than those deities, so your faces must constantly be blooming with happiness. The Father blesses you, children. Sweet children, may you constantly be peaceful. May you have a long life. That is, may you live many births. You receive blessings from the Father, but each of you still has to make your own efforts for how you can have a long life. By remembering the Father, you are becoming those with long lives. The Father is giving you this blessing. Brahmins say, may you have a long life. The Father also says, children, may you continue to live. Death will not come to you for half a cycle. There is no mention of dying in the Golden Age. People are afraid of dying, but you are making effort to die. You know that by remembering Baba, you will shed your bodies and go to your Shiv Baba, and then become the residents of heaven. You have now become the children of the most beloved Father, and so you also have to become very, very sweet and lovely, the same as the Father. Baba writes in his letters, sweet, sweet, beloved, long lost and now found children. Baba is very sweet, is he not? You experience practically how Baba is so sweet and lovely. He makes us the same too. You also know how sweet and how lovely you were. We became worshippers from being worthy of worship, and so we continued to worship ourselves. These are very wonderful aspects to be understood. You children know Baba, who removes our sorrow of half a cycle, has now come. People say, Har Har Mahadev. Mahadev, the great deity who removes everyone's sorrow. This is not that Mahadev. It is only the Father who will remove our sorrow. It is the Father who removes our sorrow and then gives us happiness. You have seen a lot of sorrow in half this cycle. The illness of the five vices has increased a lot. This illness has caused a lot of sorrow. This is why the Father says, Sweet children, now put right your account of actions. Businessmen keep their accounts of 12 months, do they not? The Father explains, Children, look how much rubbish there is in the whole world. This is hell, and so the Father has to come to change this hell into heaven. The Father comes with a lot of love. He knows that he has to come to serve you children. I become present every cycle to serve you children. When he himself comes, you children understand that our Father has come to serve us. While sitting here, he is able to serve everyone. There is only the one who is the benevolent bestower for the whole world. The Father knows he alone comes to give an inheritance to all the souls of the whole world. The vision of the unlimited Father goes to the souls of the world. Although he is sitting here, his vision is on the whole world and all human beings of the world, because he has to take the whole world beyond. According to the Dharma plan, all souls of the world have to be taken beyond, exactly as they were in the previous cycle. The Father remembers all the children, does he not? His vision goes to them, does it not? It is only at the confluence age that the Father becomes present to serve you children. No one else can do such service as he does. His service is unlimited. You children will be able to show, reveal the Father when you do service like he does. Those who do service receive very great fruit. You children have the intoxication of how you are giving happiness to all the people of the world by following Srimat. The Father says, Sweet children, now fill your aprons with the many jewels of this knowledge. Fill them as much as you want. Do not waste your time. Use your time fruitfully in having remembrance of the Father. Those who imbibe everything very well will also serve others very well. They will not waste their time. You children have to make effort and become introverted. There is the inner soul, is there not? Have the faith that the Father is explaining to you. To be soul conscious is to be truly introverted. To be introverted means that you souls inside have to listen to everything from the Father alone. The Father repeatedly explains with love, continue to learn from the Mother and Father and all the especially beloved senior brothers and sisters who do very good service. Have the faith inside you that you mustn't waste your time. You have to provide for the livelihood of your bodies and also look after your creation. Just do not have attachment. By having attachment, there will be a loss. Have attachment for only the Father. Here you are personally in front of the Father. You souls are personally in front of the Supreme Soul, because the Father himself is teaching souls here. There, souls teach souls. You children have to churn all of these things. A student has his study in his intellect throughout the day. You also have this whole study in your intellects. This is a spiritual study. Good students always go and study in solitude. When students meet, they discuss their studies among themselves. You must engage yourselves in this unlimited study with so much more happiness. You children have now become the Father's helpers. To stay in remembrance is to help him, because the pilgrimage of remembrance means the pilgrimage of silence, and this is why it is said, each one of you has to make your home into heaven. Each one of you has Alpha and Beta in your intellect. Remember Alpha and you will receive the kingdom. You don't have to do anything else. Simply consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and the kingdom is yours. You children have to continue to give everyone this message. Remember the Father and you will receive the kingdom of heaven. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the depths of the heart and soul, from the Mother, Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Use your time fruitfully in remembrance of the Father. Do not waste any of this invaluable time. Become introverted and make effort, that is, become soul conscious. 2. We Brahmins are now even more elevated than the deities. We have now won the lottery of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. We have become knowledgeful, and so our faces must constantly be in bloom with happiness. Continue to jump with joy internally. Blessing. May you be a master almighty authority who achieves success in every thought by making a great donation of your powers with your mind. The children who donate powers with their minds receive the blessing of being Master Almighty Authorities. This is because, by donating powers with your mind, you accumulate so much thought power that you achieve success in your every thought. You will then be able to stabilize your mind wherever you want in a second. Your mind is controlled by you. Because you become victorious over your thoughts, you are able to make those with mischievous thoughts become unshakable and peaceful in a short time. Slogan. Constantly stay in the company of the One Father, and you will be saved from any influence of bad company. Aviat signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. If you repeatedly perform some sinful or wasteful action, it means that you are not keeping your companion with you constantly, or that you are not experiencing his company. Just as the Shaktis are able to destroy evil with 1 second's drishti, in the same way, by remaining aware of your combined form, you can destroy your devilish sanskars or thoughts of impurity in a second. Om Shanti.